Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is OC. Today we're talking all about relationships, and you guys already know that I don't give relationship advice because I always say that I'm not an expert. But today I do have someone here who's going to tell us all about relationships because she's an expert. Today I have Dr. Crystal Benjamin. Hi, Crystal.
Hi. Hi, OC, and hi to all the listeners.
So welcome to the show. So before we go and talk about relationships, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I would love to. So, well, my name is Crystal Benjamin. I am a relationship educator and coach, and I teach people about happy relationships, or healthy relationships rather. And so my background is in marriage and family therapy. I have a master's in marriage and family therapy and a PhD in family studies. Wow. So I know Dr. Ozi because we went to the same school, Loma Linda. Mm-hmm. So I have about 8 years of experience working with individuals, couples, and groups, and working in terms of relationships. So different relationship dynamics, whether it be romantic, mm-hmm. or parent-child, wow. Or even platonic, like friends. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I'm very passionate about. I'm also a certified family life educator, which is a credential that is sponsored by the National Council on Family Relations, and that's a worldwide recognized certification.
Wow. So, you're really the expert to talk all about relationships. People don't realize that, you know, talking to a therapist would be a good thing, especially when you say you handle all kinds of relationships, even a platonic relationship between friends. And I started thinking about why, you know, someone would have to see a therapist to talk about, you know, those kind of relationships that we think come easy.
Yes, exactly. Because even in friendship, if we reflect on some of the friends that we have had over the years, we may have seen experiences where we had a breakdown in trust, mm. otherwise known as a betrayal. Right. And those things can be devastating. Sometimes I meet persons who say they don't have any friends, or they don't trust people, or they don't feel like they could connect with people. And it comes from maybe a relationship injury, or maybe they had a bad experience with a friend. Mm. And so friendship, it's really key, because it's not only about, you know, just having a friend, like it's trivial. It's really the foundation to any healthy marriage or even intimate relationship. So I often tell clients, it's important for you to learn how to be a friend, mm-hmm. if you're interested in becoming partnered.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so today we're talking all about dating relationships and that kind of romantic relationship. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what age do you think is the right age to get into a dating relationship?
That is such an excellent question. Mm. And I will take it from this spin. I'll take it from this stance.
Okay.
You know, based on your age and based on your developmental stage, mm-hmm. and based on where you are in life, then the type of relationships that you engage in will differ. So, okay. For example, with teenagers, mm-hmm. Persons who are in high school, you may see them dating, but what is encouraged is more of a group type relationship. Okay. So what should be at the forefront for you? You really need to be aware of, or if you're mentoring somebody younger, mm-hmm. you want to get a sense of what their relationship goals are based on their stage in life.
Okay.
And so based on our stage in life, our relationship goals may vary. So as a teenager, we may encourage you to get to know different people because you're in a stage developmentally, mm-hmm. where you're trying to figure yourself out. You're trying to determine what your roles are in life. In that developmental stage, then dating, quote unquote, might be for the purpose of just having friendships.
Right.
You know, not to like settle down one-on-one type long-term thing. I mean, some people in terms of maturity might mature a bit quicker. So you might see 18-year-olds actually getting married and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I think that's more of an exception than the rule. Okay. So at the forefront, instead of really focusing on the age per se, it's really focusing on what stage of life you're at and what your relationship goals are. Because someone might be 30 and they're not ready to date. Because, yeah, they might not be. I have clients who are actually of varying ages, 30, 38, 40 something. And because of their mindset, they're not ready, or they don't feel like they're ready to date.
If we switch to your clients who are biologically they look like they're ready, and they're in their 30s or late 20s, what do you really think are some of the things that hold people back?
You know, what I've seen so far, one of the number one reasons is the lack of trust. People struggle with trusting other people. It's either because they see failed marriages, whether it's like an immediate family member or from TV, whether they've had repeated or had poor relationships over and over again, so they just don't see personally how they can themselves be in something that's long term. So lack of trust is mainly the thing.
Okay, so for people who are ready to be in relationships, like what are some things that you can advise, or what are some points that you can put out there for people who are eager to date, or people who are actually dating right now? What are some things that would actually make your dating relationship work out better?
Nice. So I love that question. I often tell clients and anyone that I'm speaking with that the first thing that you want to be working on, if you're, for example, if you're single and interested in dating, is working on self-discovery. Who am I
Awesome.
in terms of, what are your strengths? What is your personality like? What do you do for fun? What do you do to relax or to self-soothe? And we see self-soothe as being able to calm yourself down in terms of conflict situations, etc. Those things are important as you look to partner with someone else because you want to know what your values are. You want to know when conflict arise, how do you deal with that? Those are the type of things that you should be focusing on. And also being healthy. You want to be your best self, right? So healthy, checking your numbers regularly in terms of blood pressure, glucose, etc. Checking your physician. Just really living. Ex instead of just existing, you want to live. You want to travel. You want to add experiences to your life so you could have conversation with someone. All these things that you're saying that you want from someone, do you possess those qualities as well? These are some of the things that you think about. Think about it. You want to be interesting. You want to be intriguing, just as you would want to find or meet someone who is interesting and intriguing. Like I ask people, what are you looking for? They want somebody they could learn something from.
And you're right. And then are you also bringing something that someone else could learn from as well to
Exactly.
the
Or are you a fearful person? Like you're not willing to push past your fear and to take calculated risk and all these things. Again, are you living or are you just existing?
And when you talk about self-discovery, are you talking about finding yourself before you get in a relationship, or getting into a relationship and then finding yourself there?
Ah, that is such a good question. The thing about it is that we are able to unearth or bring to the fore things about ourselves through relationships. So it might not be an intimate relationship, but it might be with your parents, it might be with your friends. And that's why earlier I was talking about, friendship being such a key piece to it, because we learn about ourselves again in relation with others. When people give us a feedback saying, you're very funny, or you're pretty quiet. Those type of things. There's also assessments that you could do. So you are not going to totally know everything about yourself at one time point. We evolve, we grow. But you want to get a sense of what your values are, those core pieces of yourself before you partner with someone else, because you may end up losing the essence of yourself or being frustrated and just not happy.
When you do find a relationship, you find someone that you're compatible with, you've really found a lot about yourself, and then you find someone, what are some of the things that you could do, that would make the relationship work out better?
So I love this. And I love to tell people the best time to work on your relationship is when you're happy, when things are going well. Because it becomes very difficult, when it gets challenging or when your relationship is going south. It gets difficult to try to bring it back. So some of the key things that you want to be doing if you find that person that you're chilling with, you want to show interest in each other. And showing interest in each other is really, it may seem like these simple, quote unquote, trivial things, but just knowing what your favorite color is. What is your dream? What is your dream job? If you had $1 million, what would you do with it? All these things that we have in our mind sometimes, and we probably don't ask because it seems like
Too true.
juvenile. Those are the things that help with creating connection. It helps to build fondness. You have to actually like each other, like spending time with each other.
You know how people say, I'm in love. How is love different from like in a relationship?
Well, how I define love, I see love as a choice. It's a commitment that you make. You decide to stick through with this person. It's more than just that emotional state. It's really like an active, intentional decision. That's how I view love. In terms of liking each other, is enjoying each other's company.
That's really cool.
So yeah, you enjoy each other's company, watch movies with each other, you go hiking with each other. You actually genuinely enjoy spending time with this other person, is what I see as liking the person.
And
Yeah.
sometimes like we do all these things and then life happens. Sometimes you meet someone, you think that you guys hit it off really good. You're spending time together, you're doing all these great things, but of course a relationship is about two people, and so maybe one person is not putting as much effort as you are, and then you end up breaking up. Now talking about relationships, how soon is too soon to get into another relationship? So right now I'm talking about rebounds. How some people experience a breakup, and then they find this other person, it's always short-lived. There's always someone who is between your last breakup and your next real relationship. But it has its pros, people say, because it's fun, it's like a transition stage, you're discovering your type that people always say. But it's a rebound, something that you would encourage people to go into, or is it something that you're like, nah.
In terms of rebound, to be honest, the language, the word rebound has such a negative connotation, at least to me. In terms of rebound, it's kind of like you're using the person to get over the other person. That's how I conceptualize it, at least in my mind. What I think time frame is not so much the issue as it is being able to forgive yourself for whatever happened in the past relationship. And when I say forgive yourself, for example, if the relationship ended because of infidelity, for example, and you were not the one who were unfaithful, but sometimes we may blame ourselves and say, if I did this or if I did that, And so you may need to forgive yourself for whatever part you think you played in the past relationship. You really want to be able to reflect on that. What did you gain from that situation? What are you going to move forward with? And then you want to also, before you partner with somebody else, sit and think with yourself, why am I partnering with this person? Is it just to have fun? Or is it because I'm looking for somebody to get married to? Or is it someone I'm just dating to see? You really want to be clear about that and state that to the other person. Because some people might be okay with just having fun, friends with benefits. Some people might be okay with that. I ain't knocking it. Once both of you know what it's for, you know the risks involved, because there are risks involved in that.
Very it seems almost perfect because it's like you both know what you want from this, and then you're just gonna get it and move on, you know, there's an emotional level to it that it's just not right. Right. You're absolutely right.
And the person needs to be very honest with themselves. If this is something, don't go into it saying, I'm just going to pretend. No, you really need to be honest about your intentions.
So you're saying after a breakup is a good time to just reflect about what you really want.
Yes. And that takes longer for some person. Some people take 10 years.
Wow.
Some people take a few months. Yeah. Goodness. Most persons either pretend that it never happened. Mm-hmm. So they use it as a defense mechanism to just pretend it never happened, block it out, mm-hmm. or they lack trust and they just get really busy, keep them occupied so they don't have to think about it. Mm. So it delays their healing and it delays them moving on.
Wow. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I've always felt that therapy was for rich people. I always feel like it'd be nice to have a therapist, but it must cost a lot, you know, but it does have its benefits. I know just having someone to, you know, talk to and, you know, kind of work out these problems, you know, it's so helpful because just talking to you right now, I'm learning things that I never even thought about before, you know, and so
right.
it's so helpful to do that. But I know you guys are expensive.
TV did that. I had a client recently tell me that. She was like, you know, I always thought therapy is something you had to do like 6 sessions, like mm-hmm. For months, like six months, mm-hmm. 8 months, a year. And, you know, it's probably because of what we're exposed to for TV, right? In TV, we see a therapist or somebody who, you know, rich people go to, or it's something that you're going to for years or something like that. And I tell people, and even that client, she experienced that, or most of the clients I talk with experience that. In one conversation, mm-hmm. transformation can begin.
Wow.
I focus more, or I've leaned more towards coaching, mm-hmm. and I've realized that persons are able to just, they could gain hope. Like in one conversation, I've had a client say, wow, I feel like, you know, there is hope. Because what we do, we're trained to ask the right questions.
Right.
There are so many myths out there about relationships. And we're able to, you know, reflect that with our clients and really share a different perspective in a non-judgmental.
Awesome. That's even the best part of it. Because sometimes when people are like, you know, I can talk to anybody about this stuff, but the problem is judgment. Like, if you talk to your friend about it, guess what? They're going to judge. So it's better to talk to a professional about things like these.
Exactly. And we are bound by confidentiality. So mm-hmm. it's not something in my culture, for example, because it's such a small environment, people are concerned about confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is another layer of why it's good to go to a professional, because we're confidential. And I tell people, I'm also not so much concerned about your details, mm-hmm. but I'm more concerned about the process, the system, the way that you think, and not so much about the things that occur per se. We, as systemic thinkers, we see systems. So we see cycles. We see not one person being the problem, but we see how all the different parties play a role and stuff. So we see patterns.
Okay. So it's like the age of social media. Online services are gradually taking over the traditional come to my office. So do you have anything going on online? Are people able to sign up, you know, and talk to you about different, you know, relationship problems or marital problems?
Yes, for sure. I do most of my work online. So most of my educational coaching is done online. Mm-hmm. My website is being developed as we speak. But if you follow me on social media, so I'm on Instagram and on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So on Instagram, I'm Dr. Crystal Benji. So it's DrCrystalBenjie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Instagram. And if you just reach out to me, DM me, or click on the link on my bio, you would have access to a free 15-minute consultation with me. And with that, I get to get a sense of what your needs might be, because some clients don't even know what they need.
So if I called you now, like, so I'm not sure what my needs are, you know, and I feel like
not a problem.
Yeah.
I would ask you questions. Mm-hmm. You know, ask you questions, and we will figure it out together.
Wow.
If you feel the need to reach out,
mm-hmm.
if you get that feeling, I tell people, even though you're not sure exactly what it is yet, if you get that need to reach out to me.
Mm.
And we could chat and we could see if there's anything that I could help you with.
And so, do you think like therapy is something that should be ongoing, like a lifelong thing, or you think it's only when you're in crisis that you should seek out like a therapist?
I wouldn't say that you need to be a client in terms of coming to us every week for years. You might be just someone who might pop in for a retreat. You know, we may be offering a retreat, a marital retreat. You pop in for that. Or if we're offering an online course, you could pop in for that. Or just if you have you're struggling through something, you could pop in for one session. It really depends on your needs. Because what we're trying to do is empower you so you'd be able to be self-sustaining. You would be able to have the tools you need to cope. I don't want you to be dependent on us, but we will be providing top because you know relationships is like when you have a house or a car and you need to maintain. You need to, if it's a car, you need to take it for oil change. You need to change your tires, rotate your tires, etc. Similar in a relationship, it's not something that you know you get into and you think once good, always good. It's something that you really want to be intentionally working on daily.
Aww, it's such a short time. But when I looked at your social media, I saw that you're running something on trust and betrayal.
Yes, of course. So I have a online class that I am running, and it's going to take place on Wednesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're not able to make it live, there will be a replay. And that trust and betrayal class, the reason why I decided to run it is because, you know, in reading with research and stuff, realizing that trust and betrayal is like one of the most important things in terms of relationships. It could either break it or make it work well. And with talking with clients and realizing, you know, people have a fear of trust, they have forgiveness challenges and whatnot. I polled my social media and asked if they would be interested in this course. So I'm doing it, and it's going to be 1 hour presentation and then up to 1 hour in question and answers live. So you get the opportunity to ask me questions regarding, you know, relationships and whatnot. And it's a group setting. So you only share what you're comfortable with. And it's really teaching about the little things that could be break trust, how you could build the trust and become free again, and how do you embrace your story of betrayal that some people are holding on to so dearly, how you could rewrite it and create it into a positive, empowering, and progressive or productive story. So it should be really exciting to see, you know, people starting to rethink and to adjust their mindset surrounding relationships and trust.
Wow, that's good. I'm really interested now. So if you guys are interested, follow her on Instagram, Dr. Crystal Benji, and you'll get to find out everything you need to know on this trust and betrayal session that she's having. Thank you, Dr. Crystal. I've learned a lot today. I've learned that emotional maturity is important when you're going through relationships. I've learned that you have to be bringing in something to the relationship as well, you know, just taking out of it. We talked about rebounds, and you said those are definite no-nos. It might really not be what you need. So nice talking to you, Crystal. Do I have these issues? And it'll be really nice to find out.
Yeah, I don't go around self-diagnosing. Pleasure. I'm so thrilled and excited that I had this opportunity. This is such a great podcast. I'm honored. I'm really humbled by the opportunity to be a part.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like the podcast, you like the series, go ahead and leave a review on iTunes. All right, have a great week. Bye bye.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.